London and Zurich, what is Bitcoins? What are Bitcoins all about?
Ce que c'est, ça?
Well, it's virtual money. And it's used to fund operations that are on the limit of legality. And so you've got to be careful about that.
Et basique.
My approach is a very basic one, as I was saying earlier on. Now, that can be a failing, of course. It could be a mistake, but I need to know where I'm investing. I don't invest a lot, but when I do invest, as we used to do in the bank, and that's one of the reasons why I left the bank, because my traditional management of portfolios wasn't necessarily the most profitable one. But my approach is, what is straightforward is the best. If you read the articles that are on Bitcoins, people tell you that this is the way of the future. And others will tell you, don't touch them, keep them at arm's length, because in a few years' time, they will have all disappeared. Now, this is something that is out of your control. And given that it's out of your control, I would advise you not to touch Bitcoins, because I believe also that the Bitcoin needs to be regulated, because they are funding, Bitcoins are funding many operations, and they are giving rise to many substantial financial crashes. And as I was saying before, a lot of the operations financed by Bitcoins are unlawful. I'm really down to earth. If I invest in anything, I would like to invest in something concrete, not something virtual. Now, of course, virtual currencies do exist and can be used. At the end of the day, our Swiss francs, our euros, as we know them, in a few years' time, will no longer exist. We really will only have telephone payments or other means of payment. But in a few years' time, we won't have any banknotes in circulation. I'm absolutely convinced of that, but I would not touch with a barge pole the Bitcoins. They're too risky.